It's not us no more.
What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. So, I wanted to tell you about a movie I watched. It's a movie, it's called The Age of the 17. I mean, I cried again and I took my crying picture for my diary as usual, you know, because I'm a psycho. So sadly, I'm not 17 years old, but oh my god, I really love this movie. For those who have not seen this movie, I recommend that you watch it. It is very cool. The movie is about the life of the 17 years old teenager, about how her life is after her dad dies, which is sad. It's really sad because her dad, it's like a good person, you know. It's not like was like a good person, okay? Sorry. First, this girl is like me. Yeah, I feel like we are saying this, but okay, you listening this. The film made me identify so much. This girl is at first somewhat obsessed with a handsome guy who doesn't know her. And, you know, super weird, I know, but I really identify a lot. And then she has been a best friend. I open a space to say that I never had a best friend, you know. And that best friend suddenly leaves her alone to go off with our protagonist brother. Yeah, which really sucks. You have no idea how much courage, yeah, she gave me. Thank God I don't have a brother that any of my can go out with, because I will really get, you know, super angry, mad and all the stuff when I realized that I got angry because of that. I realized that I am a very toxic person, oh my god, and I became what I promised to destroy. I repeat, thank God I don't have a brother that a friend can go out with, and I don't have a best friend either, you know, but that type of best friend will do things with your brother. I don't know. I'm toxic. I don't know. You are toxic. Maybe. I'm going to tell you why I love it. In this movie, there was a scene where our protagonist goes to a party and feels an old age, you know, where she thinks that everything she says and does is stupid and that she feels silly. And it is something that I also feel many times before I enter confidence with people or when I am with totally new group. I feel like stupid, like silly, everything I think, everything I do, everything I say, you know. My relationship with friends is complicated, you know. I have confidence, but at the same time, I don't have nothing. I can make friends. I know that. I don't know how I make friendships so strong and so weak at the same time. I don't know exactly of a number, but for some reason, most people talk to me and they'll tell me their biggest secrets and how they feel, and I forget everything for some reason. I never remember like anything. I know I can talk to them if I feel bad, but when they make plans to go out, like to see a movie, to eat, you know, they never invite me. Just okay now, like no, never. They never invite me, or you know, for some reason, I talk to everyone and they never add me to the group of chat. You know, I don't know if it is because I talk a lot of people or maybe they don't like me. Like I think sometimes they talk to me by Instagram and I don't know how to answer. I never answer, you know. I don't know why. I just don't do it. They ask me what happened with me, how I was, how I am, and I just don't answer. Also, when I look it up, then often I will disappear and go with other friends. Maybe that's why they never add me to their group of chats, you know? They never invite me because I am not a good friend, maybe, you know, and I hate that. I want to be a good friend, I want to be a good person, but sometimes it's difficult because I have like some type of issue that I don't know what the name of that issue is. I'm like a social, antisocial at the same time. I also find that our protagonist was so toxic. She thought about herself most of time, she was selfish, but in spite of that, I understand her, and I feel like empathy for her most of the time. And I think, oh my god, maybe Maybe I am selfish too. And it is something that I don't want. I don't want to die being a selfish bitch. I hate that people. And it's like, oh my God, maybe I am one of them. No, please, no. God, help me. And I cried with this film because I feel like I identify in some things, but I also cried because I did not feel identified in others, which is kind of sad, you know. I find it horrible to be a teenager now. I understand why in all the textbooks they say that being a teenager is horrible. I would like to know if it's just a phrase, you know, because I really don't want to continue feeling horrible as an adult. God, it's my biggest fear to continue having like such a horrible life as an adult. You know, I also find like something strange about the concept of no one understanding us. I'm sure there are people who understand us, but they don't care. But it's also our own problems. We should learn to deal with them. Involving more people in our problems can be solved, but we also need to talk. So I don't know, you know, the truth, what is right, what is wrong. And also I want to say that today I'm so happy because I used a credit card for the first time, and my mom gave it to me to pay Netflix, and it's not my credit card, it's my mom's credit card, and it was the first time I used it, and here Netflix costs like $6, you know, he gave me to pay for Netflix, and here costs like Netflix like $6, which is like great. I feel very happy, very grateful and lucky, and I also feel the strain of how easy and fast is to buy on the internet with money that you don't have in your hands. I have never made a presage through Amazon, okay? Amazon? I don't even have a credit card. You know, what's my mom's credit card? I don't know how bank accounts like work either. When I was a child, I thought that at my age, I would be like dominating the world, but you know, like a princess or some type of king or queen, you know? But it didn't happen. So paying on Netflix account for me has been the most exciting and surprising thing in the world. Remember, enjoy the little things, and I think it's like nice, and it's not silly, this is not stupid, you know. Writing reviews and analysis about movies is not my thing, but I try, you know. I will try to put on the website a list of all the movies I have talked about in this podcast, as well as the songs, because sometimes I commenting on the lyrics of the songs, you know, like Electric Love, Past Life, and I think Pretty Young Thing of Michael Jackson, and you know, so I have talked, you know, about in this podcast about songs, so sometimes I comment on the lyrics, you know, and even on the side of I gonna put like a picture, and in the side I will put like the episode where I talk about the series, movie, or song. So I don't know. I think it can be like cool and more organizing and more interactive, this podcast, you know. If you know, if sometimes you don't understand me what I'm talking about, maybe you can search in the website. So for my part, I hope you have a beautiful day, and I hope you've been great. So see you in the next episode. Kisses and hugs.